Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lately I've been singing love songs by myself.
Hello.
Hello. Always the alto.
Also, I said I wanted to harmonise and you just sang the same note. Okay, anyway.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy Series 2.
2, yeah.
2019.
Welcome, listeners old and new. Yes. Hopefully new. Something borrowed, something blue.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. How are you?
I'm really well.
Yeah.
I am really well. I'm a little bit heavier nowadays. But
me too.
I'm trying to shift some weight. I've been going to the gym quite a lot, but I'm good. Generally, I'm good. Yeah. How are you? You're looking well.
I'm all right. I've also gained a stone.
Great. Yeah. Well, you're comfortable, aren't you?
Just do what you do.
In a relationship.
You gain a stone, I gain a stone. I was just, I gained it before. My boyfriend and I, we broke up as we were writing our Edinburgh show.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And which was a great time to have a breakup. Mm-hmm. Really, really great. And then we've got back together now because I think he's just realised, he's just had to accept that I'm insane, but he loves me, so we're just together now. So we thought a sensible thing to do for sort of trying to really like tentatively rebuild our relationship is to move in together and get a 12-month contract on a flat that we can't afford in Acton. So that's what we're doing now.
That's good. How much are you paying actually at the moment?
I hate London so much. We're paying £1,150 a month for a one-bedroom flat with damp and a leak and very, very small and comfortable sofa and a shower that's a trickle and cupboards that don't fit properly.
I've been around a few times.
Yeah, what do you think of the flat?
I like it.
It's bare, isn't it?
It is bare, but you've done well, I think, just with the sort of like candles that you've made out of the homemade bottles.
Yeah, I went insane. I had a tantrum on the first night we moved in, despite the fact that I had to pick the flat and you helped me move in.
Mm-hmm. I remember that too.
But then I was too busy having a tantrum, so you actually moved
all of the things
everything
in,
up
yeah,
the three
yeah,
floors
yeah.
of stairs.
No, I didn't actually. I dumped it at the bottom of the stairs.
And then left really quickly. And then to kind of, just to make myself feel better, I started making candle holders out of alcohol bottles, which there are many in my flat. And now it feels slightly more homely.
Beautiful. You're a domestic goddess now. And I'm living in Acton down the road from you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's all changed for me this year. Moving in with my friend Amelia. It's going to be nice. We're going to get maybe a dog or a cat.
Are you?
I think, well, possibly. It would be nice. Yeah, I'm thinking adopting a greyhound.
Really?
Yeah, inspired by our friend who has adopted a greyhound. But they're just really sweet, and you know, there's lots of them.
Yeah. Although, if you've gained a stone and dogs look like their owners, do you need
a French bulldog? Are you saying I need to get a fat pug like a chow chow?
Just because Amy, who has a greyhound, is quite lean.
Right,
she's very lean.
So you're saying I'm a fat hoe, so I'm going to have to get a fat dog, like a big sausage dog, like a big fat sausage dog with short
with little legs.
Great. Okay. Well, that's good. It's good to be back in the studio. Sound like my dad. Just years of abuse.
Yeah, so we're very excited for this week's episode. Mm-hmm. We've got sketches. Mm-hmm. We've got an interview with a very sexy comedian with a very sexy haircut.
Sexy, do you think? I mean,
sensual.
We've got a male
stand-up
beta male in the house.
Would we say he's a beta male?
I'd say he's an omega.
Yeah, well, is omega lower than beta?
Yeah, it's
is
like, more it's like basically invisible.
But he has got, would you say, the haircut of an alpha male?
I'd say the haircut of like he's got quite lush, a show dog. Yeah, so now I think it might be time for a sketch. This took us a few days to write, so you better not turn off because it's really good.
Makes
and also, it features a cameo from our producer, Niall, and he really didn't want to be involved.
But we wrote it specifically for him and he's really done the part justice.
So just listen to it for that, really.
This week on the Great British B&B, we're in Bridgewater, Somerset, and we meet Anne and Jeremy Faxman Sheen, who run a guest house with a twist.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Faxman Sheen, and this is my wife, Anne Faxman Sheen.
Faxman Sheen isn't actually our real name. Jeremy made us change it by deed poll to celebrate his love of fax machines and, Jeremy Paxman.
A fabulous broadcaster.
I think Jeremy's drawn to Paxman because of their mutual tendency to talk over...
So welcome to Somerset's finest B&B.
You, when you're trying
to... The hag's bed.
Speak!
Inspired by my own experience of marriage.
I actually wanted to call it the flaccid dormouse, inspired by my own experience of marriage.
And you know it's medically small. Anyway, welcome to the hag's bed. Please take off your shoes and follow me this way. Oh, and please watch your equipment near my mother's open casket. She died last week and we haven't decided what to put her in yet.
What's your name?
Tom.
What's your big stick called?
It's my boom.
You must be very strong to hold a boom that big. Can I touch it?
Anne, what are you doing? You're far too old to be chatting up that poor boy. He's young enough to be the son you never conceived.
Yes, it's true, Tom. I am barren, which has its benefits. It means you can come inside.
The banqueting hall! Our pride and joy.
Our guests have the option to join the Hag's Bed Historical Reenactment Society. We stage everything from executions, royal births, royal wedding nights. They're my favourite. I like to smear myself in pig's blood to symbolise the loss of my virginity.
Yes, there is a sexual element, but I insist we always use a safe word, which is...
Jeremy, take the apple out of my mouth!
Anne makes a fine hog roast.
We also mount theatrical productions on this stage here. We're currently in rehearsals for The Crucible.
I take the lead as John Proctor, an adulterer, but ultimately a good man. Anne here plays Abigail, who tempts me into sin. Of course, Anne is far too old to play the ingenue, and not the sort of woman I would ever consider having an affair with, but unfortunately it's slim pickings for women under 40 in Bridgewater.
Yes, as one of the only females in the society, I am required to take on quite a lot of roles. I've played everyone from Joan of Arc, Anne Boleyn, and a wide selection of whores. Sadly, I had to miss out on the Battle of Hastings last week as I contracted a particularly vicious UTI from the Earl of Sussex.
I prefer to play the part of the voyeur. I masturbate and plot from the shadows, as alas I cannot come through intercourse. Anyway, here's the kitchen.
This is where I make our colonial breakfast for the guests, and also where I do my infamous experiments with quiche. I'm currently baking a quiche Anne. It's just like a quiche Lorraine, really, but my name's not Lorraine. It's Anne.
You could never be a Lorraine. My brother's wife, now she's a Lorraine. Now, if you'd like to follow me upstairs.
I could be a Lorraine, couldn't I, Tom?
Hello? Hello?
Oh!
Hello?
It's just Farmer John from next door delivering my veg box.
Hello?
John? John, we have a documentary film crew here. John had a horrific accident as a child. He was bent over in the soil eating worms when the combine harvester approached him from behind, knocked all his teeth out.
I saw the Exmoor Beast last night.
And the rest, of course.
Some say it's just a phantom cat, but I know it's real. Because when I be riding my black pig mow across the moors, I seen it looking at me through the foliage with its little red beady eyes. I try and chase after him, but mow's just too slow, and I say, faster, mow, faster! I shout, but he's just too slow, and I lose him every time.
Mow is John's pet pig.
Ah, it's the beast!
John, no! No, no, John. John, it's just a boom. It's just a boom.
Soft.
John, don't touch Tom's
soft
boom. No, don't touch me either. John.
Soft.
John.
Soft.
On your way now, John. John, we'll see you tonight. Take
soft
a quiche.
Quiche.
Go on your way.
Quiche, Anne.
Now, here we are in the bedroom.
This is actually Jeremy's room. I've been sleeping in the spare room for what, 15 years now?
Yes, coming up to.
I suffer from sleep paralysis, you see. I often hallucinate I'm having intercourse with the devil disguised as a village goat. Against my will, of course. And then I get these sort of spasms. Ah! Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Do you ever wake up and think you're incompetent, Anne? If it's not your spasms or your jealousy, it's your bloody Irish Tourette's.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, op the Ra, op the IRA. Oh, the famine, the terrible, terrible famine.
Tell me, Tom, do they do lobotomies on the NHS yet?
Sometimes I go to Jeremy for affection.
Which I cannot give, as I can only be intimate when I'm dogging.
Speaking of which, you'll see that our garden backs onto the local woods. Have you ever dogged, Tom?
This is my study. The hub. The epicenter of my universe. Now, you see, as well as being the face of the business, I'm also the brains. And I do all my business through my fax machines.
Oh, those fucking fax machines.
A fax machine is a wonderful piece of equipment. Now, here are the facts. You take a physical hard copy document and you send it through a phone line to any place on the planet. And then the recipient gets their own physical hard copy version of that document. And then you get a printout that lets you know they got it. Really fascinating.
That's enough, Jeremy. Tom's so bored his boom is drooping.
Now, this is why you'll never be my soulmate, Anne. Unlike my brother's wife, Lorraine, who is also a fax machine enthusiast.
Why don't you tell Tom what you sent Lorraine through the fax machine at 3 a.m. this morning, Jeremy?
I faxed her a picture of my penis.
Painted using my watercolours. And what did she fax back?
A charcoal sketch of her breasts.
And tell me, Jeremy, what did you paint your picture of your penis on? A stamp?
No. An A4 standard size piece of paper.
A tiny stamp because your penis is so small it fits on a stamp?
No.
Second class penis, second class stamp?
No! It's medically small!
Anyway, I gotta go. Tonight we're restaging the Pendle Witch Trials and I'm about to make a pact with the devil. Coming, Tom?
Townspeople, my name is Judge Jeremy Faxmanshee. And we are gathered here to witness the trial and execution of accused witch, Fanny Faxmanshee. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
You were seen by the village simpleton having intercourse with the devil disguised as a village goat.
No comment.
I saw her! I saw her! I saw her through the foliage when I'd be riding my black pig mow across the moors.
You're a liar, village simpleton.
I saw her! I saw her with the goat.
Fine. I did have intercourse with the devil disguised as a village goat. His member was as big as that man's boom, and I loved every minute of it.
Fanny Faxmanshee, I sentence you to death. But to show I am a man of mercy, I will let you choose from the following options. Burning, drowning, and gaslighting.
What's gaslighting?
That's where I lock you in a box and let off the smell of gas, usually mine. And then I tell you there is no gas, and you think you're slowly going mad.
I'll choose that option.
What one?
The gaslighting.
What? What are you talking about, wench? I never gave you that option.
But you just gave me that option.
No, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I'm going mad.
Burn the witch!
Now let's all feast on medieval quiche and watch this woman die. And someone bring that goat to my bedchamber.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that escalated, that sketch,
did
didn't
escalate,
it?
Yeah.
Me and Shed got a bit of a fascination with medieval reenactments.
I would love to go on one, I think.
Would you?
And I think I'd take it really seriously. And I think I'd fully immerse myself in the experience.
Do you remember when we went to Hull and we saw those people dressed as pirates?
Oh, yeah.
And they had parrots and there was a woman walking around with a corset and she was a sexy pirate wench and she was in her 50s and definitely looked like she just got passed around.
I love, when I worked in a pub in Manchester, the Vampire Society used to visit and they're always like older and... like just dressed in like really sexual really sexy corset, like tits out, and then there was a head vampire and he had a lazy eye, and he had like one side of his hair was black and the other half of his hair was white, and there was like he was married and his vampire wife was there, but they all fancied the hot young vampire, so he was like really obviously flirting and there was like loads of weird tension,
weird dynamic,
and they'd only order red drinks, so it was just a lot of like tomato juice, red wine, Ribena. He really went for it.
You'd fit in,
I think I just think I've got the imagination for it.
Yeah, and you like tomato juice. It's one of the only sort of like veg drinks that you drink.
Exactly. So I think, yeah. I don't like daylight, really. I don't get out much, to be honest.
You've got quite a weird relationship with...
mirrors.
Yeah, and food and people in general, actually. Which brings us on to kind of what we're talking about, actually.
Yeah.
Health, well-being.
Food. How healthy do you think you are?
Well, I'm one of those unfortunate people, I think, that I eat really healthily and still gain weight. And I go to the gym as well. I'm quite flabby. Basically,
you're not flabby at all. You have a beautiful figure.
You said I couldn't be a greyhound. You said I was like a pug, a Rottweiler, or a Chow Chow, which are like the flabbiest dogs. I've still not got over that, by the way. And neither of our listeners.
Yeah, but I would say the same for myself.
What, that you're a big fat pug? I'd say you're one of those big sad Dobermans.
I'm a sad Doberman.
Yeah.
With a drooping, sad, miserable
face.
Existential face.
But no, unfortunately, I was fat at 17, 18 years old. And that's because I had a poor diet then, actually.
Really?
I used to eat a lot of penguin bars and crisps and sort of like cheese and mayonnaise. I was like really unhealthy, didn't do any exercise. But then I sort of had to develop a really awesome personality. Which now is great because I'm really attractive and have a great personality.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm like win-win, really. The time I found out I was fat was really traumatic. Some girls rang me up from college and they said, they were three of them and they were on the phone and they said that I was so fat that my boyfriend wouldn't be able to see my face when he was having sex with me. I know, it's quite traumatic, actually.
So people rang you up?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue.
I remember I was at a party and they rang me up and they were like, "You're so fat, your boyfriend can't even see your face when he's having sex with you because you're like so much blubber." And
oh
I was
God.
Like, I think I was about 12 and a half stone. Which
is fat.
Well, I was chubby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I remember like going to bed, like crying. And then my boyfriend at the time being like, "I really love you just the way you are."
Oh,
yeah,
I know. That's awful.
It is awful. Anyway, so I went to Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Lost some weight. Went to this all-female gym called Curves.
Nice.
Lost some more weight.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like a supermodel.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm really hot.
Yeah.
So fuck them.
Yeah. You won.
I'm winning.
In the end.
I won.
The best revenge is living well.
Yeah.
And you do.
Not without bitterness.
Do you know what they're up to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What are they up to?
I think one of them's just got a baby on the way. The other one's living in Paris. And one of them's travelling the world.
They're having
and
a shit
I'm stuck
time.
In a...
They're having a shit time and you're in this booth.
With you.
With that friend.
With my albatross.
Yeah.
I know, exactly.
Like,
who's winning?
No, you're winning. You won. And you've got personality.
Anyway, but you're one of those lucky people that eats shit food and doesn't gain weight. You've always looked really good and svelte.
But that's because, A, I've not, because I've gained a stone and now I've hit 31. My metabolism's stopped. And I think I maybe had a tapeworm at some point. Is the tapeworm the one that eats all your food and then you have to coax it out by putting a bowl of milk?
Is that the one that you get from sushi?
I don't know, but there's one where they say if you put a bowl of milk at your mouth, it'll coax it out, it'll come out, and then you can grab it and pull it out.
Wow.
So I think my tapeworm, like, got...
You've shut
like,
it
just,
out now.
I shut it out for my 30th birthday, and now I'm really fat. Yeah, but I've decided this year, as I've got, before Christmas, felt really, really insane and depressed and anxious and really highly emotional.
Wow,
like,
what a change. That
really
must have been
oversensitive.
Weird for you.
So I was like, right, I thought I had borderline personality disorder, but I think it might be that I just don't do basic lifestyle things like going to bed and eating properly. Like I got, at Christmas, I fell out with my boyfriend because I asked him hypothetically what he would do in a terrorist situation, whether he'd save me. And he's quite like a pragmatic person. So he was just like, "I don't know what I'd do in a terrorist situation." And then I like sobbed.
I can't promise you that I will save you before I save myself.
Sobbed on the, and then he told me, he said, "I don't know what I'd do," and then told me a story about a soldier in World War II that fought another man to death for his gas mask. So then I sobbed. And then I emailed our estate agent saying I wanted to terminate the contract on our flat. And because the estate agents hate us so much, they were like, yeah, that's fine, even though we're only 3 months into our contract. So anyway, so my emotions are really out of control.
Your relationships are tense, tenuous.
Really great. So I started, he started making me go to bed before 12, do headspace meditation for 10 minutes. My mum's bought me an iron and vitamin tonic.
Wow.
And he wrote me a shopping list of healthy foods and made me go to Morrison's, and I had a genuine tantrum and I had to go and buy chickpeas, cardamom, sweet potato.
Nice. I was there, actually.
To make the chickpea curry,
made. Yeah, I made the curry. You stood next to me and I made it. And then I said, can you do the tomato? And you said, yeah, sure. And then you said, how do you chop the tomato?
I can't chop vegetables. I don't eat them.
And then
them.
I chopped the tomato in front of you and you actually went, wow.
Yeah, I can't cut onions. I can't cook. But yeah, so I'm trying now. And actually, from going to bed and getting some sleep, I feel like a million times better.
No,
so I feel like I've wasted 30
years.
With my poor habits.
And now for our very special guest, Chortle Award winner 2017, Best Newcomer, comedian, writer, actor, filmmaker and voiceover artist. He's appeared on Comedy Central at the Comedy Store, Stand Up Central and Roast Battles for Comedy Central, as well as Live from the BBC, and is the host of In Your Personal Space, a hugely successful interview series on Lad Bible. He also has a podcast called People Talk. It is
Tom Ward.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. How was your journey here?
It was smooth. Got the tube. Had several seats to myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Had my laptop
at rush
out.
Hour.
During rush hour, but it was at the beginning of the line, so there's no one on it except, you know, I always go to the end.
How was your falafel?
I had lots. I had a whole box of falafel. It was really good.
Is that a staple in your life, do you say?
No, I just have them when there's no sausages left.
Ah, gourmet falafel. Barrow.
Sinead,
do you like falafel?
As a veggie option, it's better than, like, a carrot.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad. What's it actually made of?
Do you know, Tom?
It's made out of falafel.
Yeah, but what is falafel?
Kidney beans. Chickpeas.
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas, yeah.
You like the falafel? You're into, like, healthy eating then?
Yeah, I'm into healthy eating.
Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
How long for?
I've been vegan for 3 years.
For 3 years?
Veggie for, like, 18
longer.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, practically vegan for a long time, but couldn't give up the eggs.
Oh, really? That's the...
I love eggs.
They're hard
to give up, aren't they?
Mm. I introduced Sinead to eggs.
Did you?
When we lived together, actually.
I didn't think I liked them for about 22 years of my life, apart from egg fried rice. And then I had a fried egg and it was a revelation and I've never stopped. Sometimes I eat 4 eggs a day.
Yeah, really? You were eating a lot of eggs at one point. A lot of protein. I'm Sinead's feeder.
Yeah. You're looking lovely and healthy today.
Am I?
Really healthy. It's lovely to see you. Round and healthy.
Yeah, rotund.
We're trying to see 2019 to be a healthy year for us, I think. Mm. We've both gained a stone.
Yeah.
Since what? Since Christmas?
Before Christmas.
Well, Sinead, you've been living with your boyfriend, so you got comfy.
Yeah, well, I know, I'm just a pig. I've got into a habit. I love, I eat, like, family-sized bags of crisps on a daily basis with a tub of dip, or, like, family-sized bags of onion rings, like, in under 5 minutes. Mm. And I scrape, like, fat off the pan. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a fry up, but then I'll scrape the fat off after. I just love... all the worst thing, like fried chicken, just the fried skin.
Saying this to a vegan, yeah.
just looking at you, look like a pork chop right now.
Yeah.
I'm drooling.
So you just scrape
a thin
the pan.
Pork chop.
Yeah.
And then
it's
you eat
great.
The scrapings.
Like, yeah, if you cook meat and there's any kind of juice and it dries and, like, burnt bits, like from bacon, and you just scrape it out on a spoon and it's
Sinead would eat my feet, I think.
Yeah, if they were deep fried or something.
Yeah. But I've actually prepared some vegetables to feed Sinead.
Oh, yeah?
For this episode.
Mm.
Doesn't sound like her kind of food from what she's just said.
I think I'm dying inside because I don't eat vegetables, because I've got this memory of my granny force-feeding me courgette and broccoli when I was about three, four, and gagging, and now I've got gag reflex for vegetables.
But not for
cock. Cock's fine. And then it's just, I just don't eat veg. I eat a lot of cock. But I'm really malnourished, so this is the year of vegetables.
Where do you get your protein and vitamins from, being a vegan?
It's a very 90s question.
I was born in the 90s.
Were you?
Yeah.
1990?
90, yeah.
Yeah, good year.
For
poll tax riots.
Oh, really?
Italia 90.
What's that?
It was a football
Was David Seaman there?
He's no, he wasn't. He was later.
Was Eric Cantona?
He was alive, but he wasn't there because France weren't there.
True.
Michael Owen?
Yeah. What year were you born in?
82.
82. What happened in 82?
Kevin Keegan, Mr. Header.
Why are they all football related?
Well, because I'm one of the lads.
But you're not at all.
I'm a bloke. I'm a guy. I'm a one.
So you're trying to. So all of this is like you're trying to be a lad now.
Well, I've always been a lad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I necessarily agree with that.
Mm. What's the most laddish thing you've done?
Me or
both?
Yeah.
Can I answer for you?
Yeah, go on.
Lad Bible.
Yeah, I'm on Lad Bible. Yeah.
You're the new laddie, presenter.
I'm the king of the lads.
Okay, you are.
Is it ironic?
I'm chief lad.
You were like interviewed Jack Fincham from Love Island, didn't you?
Yeah, one of the lads. Just a couple of lads hanging out.
How was that? It seemed really nice. It seemed like you had a lovely time.
Yeah, he's great. He's really nice. Really relaxed.
Were you relaxed?
I was excited. I was nervous. Yeah, it was the first one, so I didn't want to mess it up. I wanted to show my
true colours.
I have
to say, you were good.
I don't know what, you know, that's the thing. You worry that your personality is not going to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're nervous. Yeah. And you know how good you are when you're happy and relaxed, mm-hmm. and then how rubbish you can be when you're tense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, they're a bit boring.
Mm.
Luckily, I turned up.
Mm. Yeah. The energy in this room is sky.
Pass me the falafel.
Yeah, I know. So how are your New Year's resolutions going for 2019?
My New Year's resolutions have been going okay. My New Year's resolutions were to be more angry. Rather than hold it in.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Because, you know, we all have anger, don't we?
How do you deal with it? Are you passive-aggressive?
I don't want to be, but sometimes I am,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I'd rather not be passive-aggressive because I think that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather get mugged than receive passive-aggression because at least you know where you stand with being screamed at and robbed.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone's just like, what are you doing there, darling? It's like, don't. So be more angry. I want to be an arsehole. That's my.
I was going to say, what's your optimum level of anger?
I want to be an absolute
just an
arsehole.
Out and out arsehole.
Yeah, because I know I am an arsehole. Not all the time, but then most of the time I'll go back and apologise. So I'd rather not apologise.
How do you think being an arsehole is going to kind of further you?
Well, it's just more authentic. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more authentic.
A lad and an arsehole.
Yep.
So is it, like kind of starting fights, lager drinking?
Not necessarily starting physical fights, but just basically if I want something, saying it, not apologising. Also, say no more.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And yes more as well.
Say no more and yes more.
Yeah, both.
I like that.
Because sometimes, a lot of the time people say, would you like to da-da-da, or do you want to come here? And you're like, maybe, yeah, or perhaps, or... Sometimes you say, you know what I mean? It's like yes or no.
Be assertive.
Definitive.
Yeah. I like that.
And not.
Does it matter each if it's either one?
Just as long whatever's
as you go
real.
With a strong choice.
Whatever you want.
Mm.
If it's what you want,
what,
say
what do you
no.
do saying yes to everything?
That's
people
ridiculous.
Doing that.
Yeah, that's a stupid experiment, isn't it? That's not real living. Because I don't want to say yes to everything. you know what I mean?
You said yes to this podcast.
Yeah, I said yes to this podcast. I wanted to be here. But if someone says to me, if someone says, do you want to go to the Slug and Lettuce in Clapham? And I've trapped myself with this yes attitude.
What's wrong with the Slug and Lettuce in Clapham?
It's horrible, isn't it? Dreadful place. Dreadful people.
Katie loves a chain. She's a big fan of Pizza Express.
Yeah, Pizza Express, absolutely. It's my favourite restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got everything you could ever need.
What do you like about it?
So if I'm in the mood for something light, I could have a salad. And if I'm in the mood for pizza, there's like 15 on the menu.
Yeah.
The wine is really good. There's a
Pinot Grigio
blush. And it's always chilled. And, you know, you go to a lot of places.
It should be.
And the wine's not chilled. The waiters are really attentive. There's an ambiance. There's
and
always a candle.
Haven't you got, I've got a student card?
Yeah, I've got an NUS card that I managed to get on the internet. I'm doing an MA for 3 years, so I get 40% off at Pizza Express.
Well, that's very good.
You took me there when I got dumped.
Yeah, I take people there and they go, why are you taking me to Pizza Express? We're in London. And then I take them to the South Bank one where you can look at a view of the river and they go, I guess it's not that bad.
Let Pizza Express mop up the damage.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know what it's like in Clapham, the Pizza Express. But I'm sure
it's horrible. Lovely.
Is it Clapham in general?
Full of wankers.
Yeah.
Full of recruitment consultants sitting there. I can't bear it. It was my first job, year 2000.
Slug and Lettuce. Recruitment.
Recruitment. I recruited for the Slug and Lettuce. Yeah. I found staff for them. I was a waiter at Pizza Express on the King's Road.
Were you?
I dropped out of college. I used to get the 22 bus down there from New Malden.
Were you a good waiter?
With the 265, then the 22. I wasn't. I was really rude, actually, because I hated people. And I resented being told what to do. And I remember telling a woman she had terrible skin.
A customer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not good for tips. She said, you're not getting a tip.
Do you eat out often as a vegan? Where do you sort of tend
to
eat?
I eat on the go, man. I'm so busy nowadays.
Just falafel.
A lot of box falafel.
I'm grabbing whatever I can get.
Yeah. Carrot sticks. Hummus.
No, I don't take carrot sticks. I like hummus. Nothing wrong with that.
So I prepared some vegetables. I thought, you know, with the theme of health and well-being, I thought I'd be a good friend and maybe prepare some veg for Sinead. And I thought, you know, maybe with that and the bird box challenge, we could blindfold Sinead and me and you could feed her.
Sounds really great.
Yeah?
I'd love to.
You can feed her if you like.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done most of the work.
Do I have to reach over or do I have to go behind her or what do I do? Do I have to lift my chair? Because my trousers are undone.
My trousers are also undone. Yeah. We've all undone our trousers. Yeah.
We've all undone our trousers.
Do I need to...
Hang on, I'll just bend over and get the Tupperware. It's cooking with Norris. It's cooking with Norris. It's cooking with Norris. Let's eat. Okay, so I have prepared some vegetables for Sinead from my humble abode in Swiss Cottage.
All right.
Yeah, no, humble brag. So on the first...
The word humble in it.
It's less humble, I know. So the first one I have here is a edible plant that I have steamed today. I've chosen to steam it because that's how I would have it. It's a very common and popular British side accompaniment to a meal, possibly a roast dinner. Some people have it in pasta. Tom may know what he does with it. It's Italian. Actually, no, the word is an Italian word, and the meaning is small nail.
So you're ready to eat a small nail?
Okay. Tell me when it's... It's time to open my mouth.
I am approaching your mouth okay. now. Ready?
Uh-huh.
What is this?
Oh, God.
And to feel it on your lips, first. Just feel it dancing on your lips. Does that feel?
Oh,
goes there.
Oh, good God. Oh, God.
Mm.
Oh. Oh.
Is it cooked? Is it raw? What do you think?
I don't know. It tastes nothing. It's like... It tastes of absolutely nothing.
Really?
Mm.
Do you want to know what it was or do you want to guess? I think you know what it is.
Is it broccoli?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, God.
Does that not remind you of times with
no.
your grandparents?
No, does that mean I made up?
It's broccoli.
Down, 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 down.
She ate some broccoli.
Bow, 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 bow.
I made up my childhood.
Made
my
up
granny was actually really nice.
Number two?
Do you need a number two? Or?
Yeah. I'm feeling for my water
if
bottle.
You need to do a poo at any time, please just give the little nod.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, that wasn't so bad. So now maybe I can start eating broccoli. In my head, I thought it tasted horrible.
Oh,
okay, this one I'm a bit nervous about because I didn't prepare it, I don't think, in the nicest way possible. So
great,
I've chosen to fry this edible fruit.
Things.
It's. I mean, fruit. Actually, I think it is a fruit, so I got this wrong, but people have it as a vegetable and in a very popular, I think, Greek dish. I'm just going to pass this to Tom, actually.
Okay. The hygiene here I've should we just pass it round to
I've
everyone?
Chosen to fry this
Who
because I know how much you love
touch.
Fried food.
It's lightly sweating as well from being in the Tupperware all day. Even Greek fruit sweats in a little box. Are you ready to touch it on your lips?
Uh-huh. Now,
just feel it on your lips first.
Okay.
And a bit of your cheek. How's that feel on your cheek?
It does feel sweaty.
Does it feel sweaty?
It feels sweaty,
nice?
But it feels chilled.
Can you get a sense of it across your
It feels quite like silky.
Oh, I was thinking
silky,
for this.
Chilled and sweaty.
Yeah. It's quite like... Okay.
Ready? Take a little nibble.
I'm actually going to fart, I think.
That's it. Take a little nibble. Don't worry about her fart.
trying too far because I'm...
Here we go.
Oh, my God, Sinead. Oh, my God, she's eating the whole thing. I'm going to be sick.
Put it all in. That's it.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Is it aubergine?
Yeah.
Very good.
I only knew that because... Is aubergine in a Greek dish?
Yeah. Moussaka. Mm. Is it moussaka?
It doesn't taste of much. In my head, I thought vegetables tasted really bad, but they all taste of, like, nothing.
Bear in mind that your taste buds have been ruined by the scraping oil off pans and eating Marmite and peanut butter. And...
True.
Well, no.
Just think how healthy you'd be if you'd sort of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a revelation.
Okay, no, time for the next one, Sinead. Yeah, you're not resting. No rest for you.
What else should I do with the aubergine?
Okay. Okay, so our producer's just told us to hand the tissues to Sinead. I'm just going to hand you those tissues. Oh, she's blindfolded.
All right, here we go.
You're so gentle.
Nearly there.
The water again.
There we go. Wow. Let's do this one then.
An ultimate.
So this is a root veg. I've also chosen to steam it. It can also come in not just this colour, but purple, black, red, white and yellow.
What?
And it's native to Europe and southwestern Asia.
That's a real curveball there, isn't it? The colour one, the colour bit. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start this on the upper cheekbone.
Oh, God. Okay.
How does that feel?
It's moist.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Where are you putting
it? Down. Slide it down.
You're sliding it down my face.
Into it's the mouth there.
Oh no. That's really. Oh no, it's flavour. It's got flavour. That's got flavour. I don't want to bite into that. No, because that has got a taste to it. No, because the other one. No. Oh no, it's.
In it goes.
Is that a crunch?
What?
Do I have to crunch it?
Yeah. Yeah. Swallow it. I've seen you pick these out of my lasagna sometimes.
You give me a countdown. I'll crunch.
Three, two, one. Like a rabbit.
Is that a carrot?
Yeah.
What colours do they come in?
Purple, yellow, white.
Do they?
A lot of vegetables, I mean, are not the colour you see in the shops.
Oh.
That's right.
I feel like this is the most vegetables I've ever had in my entire life.
I know, and I've given you loads of fruit today as well.
One small session.
Okay, last one. I know this is going to be a bit difficult for you, this one. Okay, so this one is a summer veg, apparently.
Oh, I feel a bit sick now.
It's usually harvested when it's still immature. At about 15 to 25 centimetres.
I've not got rid of a carrot yet.
It's a very small piece of carrot. I've seasoned it.
Okay. Now this, I would say this is reminiscent of one of the ones you've had already, so keep that in mind. I think the sweatiness will be reminiscent.
You're going to rub it on my face again.
So that's the... Can you feel the sweatiness there?
Yep.
Okay, so that's
that stinks.
Got any feeling, any initial...
No. Okay. Oh, that smells really bad.
Fantastic. It goes. There we go.
Oh, absolutely disgusting. What is that?
It's got a pungent smell, hasn't it?
It smells really bad. It's very slimy.
I know. I prepared it to add maximum slime.
It's like a tongue.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Imagine if it was a slug.
No, don't, because someone ate a slug and got paralysed and died.
It's true.
They did it as a lad of stare.
Don't you be getting any ideas, Tom.
Do you think she needs a dessert?
Have you got going to give us some falafel?
Ah, you spoiled it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I don't know what it is.
No dessert.
Is it? It's not courgette. Is it courgette?
It's courgette, yeah.
She's done great. She's got all of them.
You did really well, mate. Honestly, I'm like really proud of you.
I'm really proud of me
and
too.
And you actually ate it all, didn't you?
I did.
Not the cauliflower, though. The cauliflower wasn't the worst.
I feel transformed. I feel like I've had a blood transfusion.
Wow.
Yeah. Should I take the eye mask off?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you, Tom.
Thanks, everyone. That was a great team effort.
Yeah, it was.
I'm nervous now.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm lucky I don't have a voice that sounds nervous.
Ah. Oh.
I think for my personality, secretly, I should have a voice that's...
That would be more all right. No, it was lovely to be here. I enjoyed the feeding you fruit and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me down. I thought it was okay.
It's been lovely seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks.
So you have a podcast, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
It's certainly nothing like this.
What, no vegetables?
There's no vegetables. No. Yeah, it's called People Talk. And it's a sort of sitcom with a chat in the middle. It's about a creepy landlord who is destroying my life.
Mm. Play by leaving you eggs.
By just sort of gradually making my life not as free. So he kind of gradually starts just kind of, yeah. It's dark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's called People Talk, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Acast and iTunes, or just iTunes?
iTunes and Spotify.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
See you.
Bye, my darling. Bye.
So that was Series 2, Episode 1. How do you feel?
I feel, enlightened.
Good. I feel like you've learned a lot.
I've learned so much. I genuinely haven't eaten vegetables apart from mushrooms because they're quite meaty, mm-hmm. and the odd small tomato my whole entire adult life. And
until
those vegetables were inoffensive apart from...
You didn't like the cauliflower? The courgette.
Yeah, and the cauliflower. But I feel like, you've actually helped me. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
You know how I feel.
I found a dog that you could be.
Oh, yeah.
You could potentially, or you could get an English Mastiff.
Okay.
Is that how you say it? Mastiff.
Mastiff. Don't ask me.
Mastiff. An English Mastiff is enormous, grown to be a height of 30 inches. These dogs can weigh as much as 250 pounds. So just a suggestion. And it's got a really lovely...
Has it got an hourglass figure?
And it looks like it would look great in a roller moray dress.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you'd just be a sad beagle. What's the one with the sort of sagging red eyes? Like a stinky... Anyway, I think we'd better take this outside.
Yeah, for a walk.
So thank you for listening, and don't forget to like and subscribe the podcast.
iTunes, Acast, tweet us on NorrisParker26.
We're also on Instagram. I'm really trying to build a following there.
How many are we up to now?
Nearly 200.
That's really good, because we were on 50 for a goodly while, and it was embarrassing. And you're doing a good job on the social media front.
I try. Yes. It would be great to maybe have someone else's effort or input occasionally.
I just do long rambling Facebook statuses that overshare.
Yeah, but if you could help out, just like for the business partnership, pull your weight, that would be great.
That I do.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, please subscribe, guys, and thank you so much.
Bye.
You have been listening to a Red Apple Creative original podcast. For more great podcasts from Red Apple, just go to redapplecreative.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.